We're going to leave you with some reality that some of our listeners are going through all week long. We've been talking about the problem of foreclosures and the realities that people are facing. Here's one of our listeners.
My name is Tina. I'm from Miami, and I have a house that's in foreclosure. I've been in the house for 38 years, and because of an arm, which wasn't explained to me exactly, and when it I could make the payments fine, but when it escalated, I could not make the escalated payments. Now I've gone back and forth with the mortgage company. They say they're going to send me the refinance papers, but they never do.
ARM, adjustable rate mortgage. There's the shot heard around the world. One of the many listeners that called 877-8-MY-TAKE. Your foreclosure story. Get in touch with us, won't you?
We've been having a conversation about housing lately, and yesterday we talked about the tie between foreclosures and unemployment. According to our partner, the New York Times, most of the foreclosures in the country right now are directly related to joblessness. And we heard back from a lot of you. Boy, do many of you have stories about unemployment and foreclosures.
I'm Glenda Walters. My home is now in the process of being foreclosed on. I have listed for a short sale, but now I'm being bombarded with all kinds of real estate information that's conflicting. I am more confused than I ever been. Bank of America would not help me. I had multiple hardships, actually. Lost my job. Husband lost job. Husband died. It's just terrible what we're being. We're being railroaded.
My name is Kathleen Gillespie from Lake Orion, Michigan. Bottom line, mortgage company is going to restructure my mortgage. So it's going to bring my percentage on my mortgage way down, which will bring my mortgage payments way down, which is great, but I'm still unemployed. So I guess that means I just have to beg for less money to pay my mortgage. I've been unemployed for 9 months, which is 8 months longer than I ever thought I would be.
Those are just a couple of the many responses we've gotten from takeaway listeners who called 877-8. My take.
Both of those folks from Michigan. A lot of the pain in Michigan.
Yeah, but and so the some of the hardest hit places now are California and Florida and Las Vegas as well.
But we got another listener from Detroit here.
My name is Alyssa Lincoln, and I'm calling from Detroit, Michigan. I recently went through the process of facing foreclosure and being unemployed. I applied for the hardest hit fund for homeowners who are unemployed and unable to make their mortgage payments. I tried through various routes to get assistance through that fund and always met with a dead end.
My name's Judy from Fort Lauderdale. My husband and I have been trying to have a loan modification for almost 2 years now. Our mortgagee has done everything but give us a modification. And you know what? The monies might be available, but you just can't get anybody to make a decision. You can't get anybody to help you.
3 month grace period the government was offering, and what happened to me and so many other people was the bank, Countrywide or Bank of America, said don't pay for 3 months and then we're going to get you a better payment. And after 3 months, you found yourself 3 months behind and your credit rating destroyed, headed for foreclosure, and it costing you money you didn't have to get out of that. And once your credit was destroyed, you couldn't take advantage of the very low rates that were right then. So that system really worked against people and made things much worse.
Well, you're seeing the first of all, the inventory of foreclosed homes coming onto the market and reducing the prices, which we've talked about, you know, from sort of Washington and New York.
Shadow inventory. Yeah.
And the real difficult incentives that exist. It's easier in some cases for the bank to write down loans than it is to necessarily restructure.
And renegotiate. And yeah. I should mention that actually, in Michigan, foreclosures this year are down about 30%. Michigan is, at this point, not one of the worst places for the number of new foreclosures. But nationally, the country is facing more than 4 million, if you include the home loans that are 90 days delinquent or more. We want to get your stories about foreclosure, especially those tied to unemployment. Great stories from you. Leave us a message at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can post your comment to thetakeaway.org.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.